wait. And
3, 2, 1. Record. Okay, thank you, CEK. So here we are back in the city centre of Hull to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've already prayed, but we pray that God's Holy Spirit would come down upon the preaching. I'm going to read from Acts chapter 3 today. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together and unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So Jesus Christ is the Saviour of the world. Jesus Christ is the one who died for sinners. Jesus Christ is the one who will give you life. Jesus Christ is the one who will save you from your sins. Jesus Christ is the one whom God sent and whom God gave to take away the sins of the world. There's a quite a loud crowd of young people around the corner. That's why I was looking around the corner there. But the Lord Jesus Christ alone is the one who saves. Now here we have this episode very early on in the days of the early church. When Peter and John went up to the temple, no doubt they were going to minister the word of God and to worship God. But there was this lame man outside the temple who had been there for a long, long time, and who had complete degenerative disease of his ankles. And he was healed completely, so that he went on his way walking and leaping and praising God. And in fact, Peter's words to him were that the Lord Jesus Christ makes you whole. That is what the Lord Jesus Christ does for us. He makes us whole. He delivers us from the wrath to come. Jesus takes away our sin. Jesus takes away the guilt of our sin and the power of our sin. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Saviour of the world, the one who came into the world. This man was without strength and without power. He could not heal himself. But And we cannot save ourselves from our sins. Only through Jesus Christ. Only through the blood of Jesus Christ. Only through the power of God that resides and rests in this gospel of Jesus Christ can we be saved, can we be delivered from our sins. The Bible tells us, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. It tells us there is none righteous, no, not one. It tells us that the wages of sin is death. It tells us that the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. But this man, because he had faith in Jesus Christ, was made whole. And if you find Jesus Christ, if you know Jesus Christ, if you found Jesus Christ, then you have been made whole by the power of God. The Bible says, behold, old things have passed away. All things have become new. Jesus himself said, you must be born again. And except a man be born again of the Holy Spirit, he cannot see God. Unless the Lord Jesus Christ ministers to us. Unless the Lord Jesus Christ makes us whole. Unless the Lord Jesus Christ deals with our sin. Unless the Lord Jesus Christ saves us to the uttermost from the wrath to come. We cannot be made whole. And we cannot know the salvation which comes from God. Jesus Christ alone is the Savior of the world. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And Paul, who said that, added, of whom I am chief. He came to save the vilest of sinners. He came to save the most corrupt of sinners. Liars, swearers, drunkards, the proud, the arrogant, those who think that they are too good to go to hell. Self-righteousness, that is. We cannot be saved by self-righteousness. We are powerless. We are strengthless. We cannot save ourselves. It is not possible. We have no strength to save ourselves. We cannot deliver ourselves from the power of Satan. Only Jesus can do that. We cannot deliver ourselves from the wrath to come. Only Jesus can do that. We cannot deliver ourselves from the strength of sin. Only Jesus can do that. And he did that by dying on the cross of Calvary in our place. His blood was shed, his body was broken, so that we who are sinners, if we turn from our sin and find Jesus Christ, find the salvation which comes from God and find everlasting life. Now you won't find that life anywhere else. You certainly won't find it in Islam. You certainly won't find it in Hinduism. You cannot find it in Buddhism. Lots of English people dabbling in Buddhism, looking for some kind of power, looking for some kind of philosophy that will ease their pain, that will ease their suffering and struggles in this world. But Buddhism will never help you. Buddhism cannot take away your sin. Buddhism cannot reconcile you to Almighty God. Buddhism cannot take away your pain. Buddhism cannot deliver you from the fires of hell. Only Jesus Christ can do that. And Jesus Christ, unlike Buddha, is not dead. Jesus is risen from the dead. Having made a sacrifice for sin, the Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by the power of Almighty God. And he is alive today. And he is seated on the throne of heaven today. And the Lord Jesus Christ, my friends, he alone is the only one who is able to save us from our sins. And the Lord Jesus Christ is that Saviour of the world, and that one who will deliver you from your sin. Without Jesus Christ, you are lost in your trespasses and sins. Now, I don't know anything about you. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you live. I don't know your name. I don't know what you do for a living. If you're a student, I don't know what you study. But God knows everything about you. God knows everything. He knows your thoughts. He knows your motives. And he says the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. That's why we need Jesus. Because it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And if we fall into the hands of the living God, then we will go to hell if we are in our sins. There is a wrath to come. There is a judgment to come. There is a judgment throne to come. There is a judgment throne of Jesus Christ, and we must stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and give an account for our sins. That's why you need the gospel. That's why you need the gospel. Because you have a soul. Because you are a sinner by nature. Because you are altogether become corrupt. Because you are guilty before Almighty God, and you need a Saviour. Death is not the end. After death comes judgment. And if we do not know Jesus Christ, we cannot stand in the judgment. There is a wrath to come. There is a judgment to come. And we cannot stand in the judgment without the blood of Jesus Christ, without believing on him. Now listen to these words from Acts chapter 3, verse 16. Dr. Luke records the following, and these are the words of the Apostle Peter to the man who was lame in his feet, who had been healed, supernaturally healed. Supernaturally he had regained strength in his feet. Supernaturally he walked again after many years, no doubt. And Peter says to him, and his name, through faith in his name, that's the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. What had happened was that this man, who was known to everybody who went to the Jewish temple in those days, had been healed, and everybody knew this man. Everybody had seen his feet. Everybody had seen that he could not walk, that he had been taken and laid at the feet of the temple so that he could, at the gate of the temple, so that he could beg alms. And they couldn't explain why he could now walk, why he could dance, why he could sing and praise God, walking and leaping and praising God, the Bible says. And what we find is this, that this man had been healed supernaturally. Those bones had been supernaturally healed by the power of God. Those sinews have been supernaturally been made whole by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter says, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he had been healed supernaturally. Now you could go to accident and emergency today and you might have to wait 14 days to see a doctor. Or some ridiculous time like that. Things are melting down. Things are breaking to pieces. But this wasn't a man who went to a hospital and got seen in x-rays and then sent on to the orthopedic doctors and had braces and calipers fitted. This man was made whole, completely whole, by the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. His bones received strength. He who could not walk, he who had sat and begged, could now rejoice in his Saviour and in the salvation that he had, which came from Almighty God. Now, I'm a Christian, and I've been a Christian for 41 years. And when I received the salvation that comes from God in Jesus Christ, I rejoiced no less than this man who had his ankle bones healed. You see, there is a greater miracle that God does. And that greater miracle than making a man physically whole is to make him spiritually whole. And that is why Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners just like you. Sinners who are under the wrath of God. Sinners who are under the judgment of God. Sinners who need the salvation which comes from God, because you must stand before God. One lie, one swear word, one evil thought, one sexually immoral thought or impure word would get you to hell. Far less abortion, for example, and the slaughter of the unborn child, which God calls the murder of the unborn child. We are sinners by nature. We are altogether lost and ruined in our sins. We are under the wrath of Almighty God. We are guilty before God. We are not worthy of the mercy of God. We are not worthy of the salvation of God. We are not worthy of the goodness of God. But God's unspeakable gift is that he sent and he gave Jesus Christ to be the Saviour of the world. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God the Father gave God the Son. God sent Jesus into the world so that if you find Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. But if you don't find Jesus Christ, your sins can never be forgiven. And the wrath of God abides upon you, and you can never be saved. Now the Lord Jesus Christ, he it is who is the Saviour of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ, he it is who is the one who takes away sin. No one else can do that. God requires sacrifice. Jesus Christ is the only sacrifice for sin. Praise the Lord that so many cards are going out. And if you need some, I've got some spare ones here. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Saviour of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ takes away sin. He took away my sin 41 years ago. There are people all over the world today who are coming into a living, saving relationship with the Saviour of the world, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, people are finding Jesus for the first time. And like this man whose ankle bones were made whole, who went on his way walking and leaping and praising God, they are going on their way rejoicing in the Lord Jesus Christ, having found a living Saviour, having found someone who is near at hand and powerful to save those who put their trust in him. And the Lord Jesus Christ is that living Saviour. He is not dead. He is risen. He is alive today. He is the Saviour of mankind. The Saviour of all those who put their trust in him. Jesus will save you from your sin. Jesus will give you everlasting life. Jesus will deliver you from the wrath to come. But if you will not have the Lord Jesus Christ, then you will go to hell with your sins. Without Jesus, we cannot be saved. Without Jesus Christ, we cannot be delivered. He is the Saviour of the world. And this is the command of God. In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, Peter says to this large crowd that had gathered, we don't see a large crowd in Hull today, not yet. But if the fear of God were to come upon the people of Hull, I tell you, these streets would be packed out with people saying, what must I do to be saved? Saying, woe is me, I am undone, I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Unclean lips, swearers, liars, fornicators, adulterers, blasphemers of the eternal God. Rejecters of the gospel of God, which is through faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. But if God's presence were to come down on Hull, then the rebellion would be over, because we would be saying, what must I do to be saved? Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Well, the good news is that Jesus Christ delivers us from this body of death. He delivers us from the guilt and the power of sin. And Peter says here in Acts chapter 3 verse 19, repent. He's speaking to a large crowd of Jewish people in the temple or outside the temple, but around the temple in the days just after Jesus' ascension to heaven and after the day of Pentecost, when God poured out his Holy Spirit in power upon the church. And Peter says in Acts chapter 3 verse 19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. When God pours out his Holy Spirit, we have times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. And when those times of refreshing comes, the first thing is that people, men and women and children, come under conviction of sin. And they don't rebel against God, and they don't say, we don't want anything to do with Jesus Christ. And they don't mock the gospel, and they don't mock the preacher, and they don't mock the Bible, because they are under conviction of sin and righteousness and judgment. But oh, my dear friends, we are under the wrath of God without Jesus Christ. And would that God would pour out his Holy Spirit on Hull today, so that the people who live in darkness would see a great light. You think about it. We've got all this Christian heritage. We've got all these church buildings, many of which are still open. And yet we are in darkness, and the gospel is veiled, and people are living for things. I ask you, did you get what you wanted for Christmas? Did it satisfy the desires of your heart? Did it bring you life? Did it bring you healing? Did it bring you joy?
as this man had joy in his heart when he was healed by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I think that most of us probably didn't get what we wanted for Christmas this year, but whether we did or we didn't, nothing will satisfy the desires of our hearts. Nothing can satisfy the desires of our hearts but the Lord Jesus Christ. And he alone is the Saviour of the world. And he alone will satisfy the deepest desires of your heart. But Peter says, repent therefore and be converted. That is God's command to you today. Repent of your sin. Repent of your sin. Repent of your sin. And believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that you might find the salvation of God. Repent of your lying. Repent of your pride. Pride was a sin of the devil. Repent of your swearing. Repent of your cursing. Repent of your unbelief. Repent of your mockery of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Repent of your occult and your spells and your charms and your witchcraft and your sorcery. Because these things are unhelpful and they lead to the pit of hell. Repent and turn from your sexual immorality and your fornication and your homosexuality and all of these perversions. Repent of your transgenderism. You cannot change sex. God has made mankind in his image. Male and female he has made us. Repent and be converted. Be converted to a living, saving faith in Jesus Christ, the Saviour of the world. Repent and be converted. Now I'm going to move on here also to verse 21. And it says of the Lord Jesus, Peter tells the Jewish crowd, whom the heaven, that's concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. This word, the Bible, assures us that the Lord Jesus Christ will return on the clouds of heaven very soon. All the signs of the times are that Jesus will return very soon, and we need to be ready for him. And if we haven't repented and we haven't been converted, we are not ready for that day. There is a restitution of all things. There is a time when God will judge the heavens and the earth. There is a time when God will judge all of us, every one of us, and everyone who has ever lived, and he will judge us by his commandments, by his holy rule. We will be measured up against the commandments of God. And anyone who's told a lie will be cast into hell. And anyone who's sworn will be cast into hell. And anyone who's been drunk will be cast into hell. And anyone who's had an immoral or an impure thought will be cast into hell. And anyone who has not loved the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind and with all their strength, and their neighbour as themselves, will be cast into hell. The wicked, the Bible assures us, will be turned into hell, will be cast into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And without Jesus Christ, you cannot escape the fires of hell. And there is a wrath to come, and there is a judgment to come, and you are not ready for it. Repent of your sins. Repent of your mocking of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because if you will not have Jesus Christ to be your Saviour from sin, you will have him to be your judge and to everlasting torment in hellfire and damnation. Turn from your sin. Turn to the only one that can save you. Turn to the one who had power to give strength to the ankles of the man outside the temple in the first century there. Turn to the one who saved me from my sins 41 years ago. Turn to the one who has saved a multitude of people throughout the nations today, in Africa, in Japan, in America, in Russia, in other countries of the world. People are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. But oh, the hardness of our hearts here in England. It is not that God is not so shortened in his strength or in his power that he cannot save. It is that we have become hardened in our hearts, foolish in our minds. Our foolish hearts have been darkened. And we have turned to the worship of nature and natural things. whether it be so-called science, whether it be the occult or the worship of creatures like cows and animals of all sorts. But Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, then he will soon return on the clouds of heaven, and you are not ready for that day. He alone will make you ready when you repent of your sins. And you must repent of your sins. You must repent of your sins and believe on Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ alone will save you from your sins. You have a soul, young man. You have a soul, and you need to be saved with the salvation of God. And all the love and all the mercy of God, that he will save you if you turn to him. Listen to these words again. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Your sins need to be blotted out, and your name needs to be written in the book of life, in the Lamb's book of life. And Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Oh, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Father, have mercy on those who heard today. Have mercy on those boys who just came past and mocked. And save them from their sin. Oh Lord, awaken them. Bring them to repentance. Bring them to a saving, living relationship with Jesus Christ. And oh Lord, that the word that's gone forth would be used for your glory. And the cards that have gone forth would be a means of leading people who are hungry for the word, whom your Holy Spirit makes hungry to search and to seek and to find the truth, Lord, until they find Jesus. Until they receive the same power in their own hearts, in their own lives, that everyone who's truly believed and is saved by the power of God finds. Lord Jesus, we rejoice in you. We rejoice in your salvation. We rejoice in your love towards us. We rejoice in your mercy. We praise and worship you. We thank you for the forgiveness of sins. And we commend the city of Hull and the people of Hull to you now, Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Amen.